Back in the old days, before you were president, for a candidate, you could turn off 4 days.
Yep.
Do a speech, and it was hard work, but at least you could share your previews, or you don't get that chance.
I'm glad I decided to read it so far. I just haven't got the... What the hell?
It's not gonna be tracked at all.
Well, it does. Don't do it as well.
I said,
I mean, I'm bad. I'm good at the other one, I must say, but I just think it's important. Frankly, it's important, I feel.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, and the way you do the other one, you don't have, which is you don't have enough time. So far, we are happy getting ready for it. Probably, I think whether that's the right way for a president to give a speech.
I agree.
Some people saw that isn't the right to have them. Chris Trump is never ready. I'm sure I don't agree. That's right.
I guess you could be the president's famous and take the world. Ooh, not a word here. They thought it were their nuances. Not to go along with this one. So, I would like to announce the price of the news. Go ahead and get the word singing out of the free. Thanks for that, sir.
Are you going to use the filters like George said this morning? You're going to say freeze, which is me.
Yeah.
He had, well, that's what he had, but we all jumped on it and said, you know, you can't say freeze on photo.
Oh,
and what you're saying is we're going to guarantee they're going to save it all the time on. They're going to put a lid on, not a face.
Correction, if that helps you know about.
Yeah. I think it's worth taking, if you don't mind breaking into this
all the time,
because there are a couple of things maybe we can and ought to do that I can learn from. I don't know if you caught up with the news this morning at all, but the guy there, the court said yesterday, that all leaked out, all the people in Congress that were accused of telling us what was said there, because they had a great discussion of secrecy, so they can't tell us anything. So all we have to do is buy the early times. Even Baker was battling. He went up to some press club or something last night, and he said that they had he confirmed that he had named Dean and Magruder.
They won't talk to us. Well, we got to talk to him.
Well, I don't know. We're working that side of it, but in the meantime,
Johnner's off.
Oh yeah. We're working.
We thought I was, sir.
Right. But
second.
In the meantime, Baker called the vice president. Obviously, this would give him some credence to this point that Baker's AA made, that he is looking for a way for somebody to talk to him in and get them to use the press for our communication with the White House. So he apparently called the Vice President as a priority. And what he said to the Vice President, called me in, what he said to him was that he has a firm conviction, Howard does now, that our stand on executive privilege is very unwise in a public relations sense, that it's hurting us. And the time is of the essence on it. The president should waive privilege for some people and let them come up. The vice president said, I'm not sure whether I do, and I'm passing the message along. I do agree with the problem.
Well, we all,
and I said, well, that obviously, you know, we've been getting a better set. I don't know. What Baker told him was that the names, the White House names and so forth, were mentioned as was reported in the papers. He confirmed it. Said that McCord, however, could only give them, as you're saying, he did not have direct knowledge. But he did identify two people from whom he had gotten this information, each of whom did have direct knowledge. And Baker didn't give the vice president those names, but he made it clear that they were not validated. And he further made it clear that the Senate committee intends to immediately call in, and that they expect, therefore, to hear direct firsthand testimony that Mitchell and the
Jim Hunt Liddy Tom
and Magruder, Jim Hunt Liddy Tom, did this. Hunt Liddy may not, probably, well, above. I then laid out to the vice president in very brief form our problem, the point that you waive executive privilege, you go up and look what the Senate's doing, and you have the overriding service problem of they get one person up there, and they get what they can out of him, and chastise him, and be ready, and all that. Or even if they do it in executive session, they then put it out on his Lincoln. So you have no protection there. And then all of that simply proves the validity of our judicial system and the point of a grand jury in something like this. I said, I don't see how we can be in a position to forget the separation of powers question, which is a very serious question and a problem. But look at the practical one. Can you send people up there? Is it a practical vote? He said, no, it's not. I see that problem. And I said, but couldn't you then let them go to the grand jury? And I said, I would want to go to the grand jury for people here who've been there. And he said, well, then I would urge, looking at it from an outside viewpoint, that the president say, have Ron Ziegler say, the president should not, but have it be the president direct say, reporting that the president says, that if the grand jury wants to interview John Dean, and he hopes very much that they will, since his name has now been bandied about rather loosely in this thing, that John is very willing and anxious to appear, and the president is, of course, desirous that he appear, and waives not only his executive privilege, but his lawyer-client privilege, as it pertains to any acts or steps, involvement of Dean himself in any relation to the Watergate, or an actor. You don't say that. You don't cite any of the answers. In other words, Zimmer doesn't answer any questions. He just says that. We'd have to work out the statement very carefully. So what precisely he does, what you weigh. And then say, also, that any other members of the White House staff who would presumably come under the posture of executive privilege would also welcome the opportunity, if the grand jury wishes to talk with them, to cover their knowledge.
The way you start this, what is the involved here in charges of criminal conduct?
Yeah.
And charges of knowledge of the grand jury. A proper place for such charges to be heard is the grand jury. Therefore, where you come out though with coal systems, you don't waive executive privilege, you don't do it.
You waive it on a limited basis, you waive it on the basis of his own involvement. I would agree with that, as I understand. See, that's why he wants it to be grand jury, because waive executive privilege on any involvement
in
the Watergate crime. Clearly, don't, but you don't say this. You don't waive the executive privilege of any of us in regard to our conversations with other people in the White House and hearsay or anything else that we picked up, because that is a different area.
I thought we'd gone around this and come down to the next meeting. I thought that was something we were all for. The reality is, we thought we were not before.
We're still back to it. We get back to that. Whitebeard's having a press conference at 2:30 today, which had the vice president also agree that Whitebeard has been a blast to committees and leaks at his press conference, among other things. So I think that's just a good thing. But we know we've got it. I don't have a budget. We're getting things. Small matter. Might be important. Another problem is totally irrelevant, but it's kind of titillating. I found out inadvertently that an individual for the last some weeks, every day at midnight, drops off in front of an envelope at a newsstand, at the Senate newsstand. It's not quite a newsstand, between 12 and 12:30 every day, and leaves a brown envelope, which every day between 3:30 and 4 is picked up by another individual and taken away. And that's been going on for some weeks. And the individual who drops the envelope is an employee of the Judiciary Committee, the Senate. strong hand of pickup today. And we'll put a tail on the pickup. The Secret Service will get the headquarters to bring us. Pull that off. But the odd thing is, the employee, the Judiciary Committee employee, is a super hardline right-wing Burchak type guy. A lot of people consider basically a good guy. And he says, our security sector, man. I mean, one wouldn't think that would have anything to do with Watergate, except this girl says the materialism ran her about the Watergate. We need to go to somebody else. We'll get some sort of feedback. You know, that's all about it. But, Vice President felt, from the outside viewpoint, that making, I said, that is going to make Senator Baker happy. We send these people to grand jury because they don't, they're the Senate's interested not in getting the facts out of it, in getting their service up there. He said, I understand that, but it will take them all the way down. And we'll put the president in a position of being doing something more than all the stuff, the obvious stuff he's saying. And I'm not discouraging.
No, I don't say it quite properly.
The correct thing said, it's hard to worry about the funds that we're in. And he said it would be, the appearance would be the president doing something for the funding on this. He said, I know. And I will say, as I always say when people ask the question, that we have made the point of total cooperation, that our people have cooperated. They have appeared before the grand jury. They have appeared before the House of Representatives, but nobody gives a damn. He said, that's the issue of conspiracy. We never get that out. If Ziegler says Dean will go, that will make news.
Mitchell and effective action being committed perjury, is that what you're saying?
with group. Their argument is that the reason is because he asked them to be prosecuted. What he told them to do in the police to do is to stay with them. He doesn't totally agree with that, but does agree with the discussion of what would be the best. The perfect witness. Becker was not there, but they moved over to Becker's office because some people were in that show. Dean says that, said again today, I cannot understand what that meant. He said, no, I had a meeting with him yesterday. I had a potential spectrum of him. So I looked at him and passively. It's an area supposed to have been talking about. If I was to be a maybe. I called Bill Rogers and asked if I could talk with him.
Well, of course, he was really on the screen to get my eyes with him, so he'll force it for me to go, but
if I got off on his problem, he knows the rest of it.
The way I would tell him the problem is not the theme told the lie.
Oh, no, I wouldn't tell him that, because I don't know that, yeah.
Essentially, all of the Dean's recollection was that it was brought up and it had a $1 million program, and Mitchell just laughed and then thought it was turned off.
Oh, what?
It did not connect it.
All right, that's not it. Not at that time.
Well, it never connected any more. And when he felt the controller's guess was good on it, it turned it off. Dean could have left it. The way Dean could handle it. Would have to think about it. You'd have to say, well, my recollection is that the meeting was primarily for the purpose of, you know, of advising on whatever it was that Cruz said it was, that there was a presentation by this lady in the conference, which is just out of hand, just rejected, and nobody gave it a thought.
Then there's the question of the second meeting. Then there's the question of the second meeting, which both
Roger and John
said didn't happen, and which shows that both of their diaries happened, and that both of their diaries are in the hands of the government.
Well, so they don't remember the second meeting. So yes, there was a second meeting. Dean was there. Dean came in at the tail end of the meeting. What happened there was no
sale.
No go ahead.
It was a revised, a presentation of a revised plan, which Dean also says he rejected until agreed.
Dean was not making the decisions about
it. So he ties me into this too. No, he wasn't making the decision, but he was sitting in and was saying to his, you know, you cannot be talking about this to the attorney general, this is ridiculous. And then he says, not sure, it's probably true, but he came by my office when he came back and he said they had a presentation of an intelligence plan that was just out of the question. I told them so, and it's been turned off, and I think we should stay out of any further discussion of this office. They obviously have, you know, on the wrong track.
Right, we did. And you should testify to that wherever I would.
Yeah.
I would have your only knowledge of it. In fact, when you say we had no knowledge of it and so forth and so on, we did. I mean, you could stand in the firm.
Oh, Warren, absolutely.
Yeah.
I had a knowledge that, of course, that there was a general.
But nobody had ever
to put together some intelligence gathering.
But then they say it was not Mr. Holloman to know that there was some funding involved.
No, absolutely not.
Dean did not make that. The Dean knew there was funding involved. Well, the
only in that plan that they presented, yeah, he must have, because apparently the charge showed that.
Yeah.
He cited to me some of the examples of the far out things, but I don't remember that, and I don't recall what he did. He may have, but he didn't make any impression. I wasn't concerned with it because he said it was a far out, and it wasn't worth consideration.
Agreed.